Friday night we start the holiday of Shmini Atzeret, Shabbos and Shmini Atzeret, as well as followed by Simchat Torah. So we have been on a journey. We started with the month of Elul, and then we got to Rosh Hashanah, and we had the 10 days of repentance, the Aseres Me'etzuvah, followed by Yom Kippur, culminating with Yom Kippur. And then we come to the holiday of Sukkot, where we took this incredible amount of awareness, connectivity, and we bring it out to the Sukkah, and we have the Dal of Minim, the Esrog and the Lulav, the Hadassim and the Aravot, and 7 days we celebrate with Hashem. And then comes the eighth day. The truth is that the holiday is over after 7 days and we're ready to go, pack it up and leave. And Hashem says, wait, stay with me for one more day. Kasha alai predastram. It's hard for me to see you go. So in a sense, what does it mean? We're leaving Hashem? We can't leave Hashem. But we've attained a certain level of connectivity. And so Hashem says, you know what? We've gotten to this point of where we don't need the props, so to speak. Put aside the sukkah, put aside the esrog and the lulav and the hadassim and the aravos. Put everything aside. It's just me and you. And I was thinking that there are many different things that we have learned from this whole corona period. But one of the things that, for me, has stood out is that when we were at the height of corona and we couldn't go and pray communally, that it was an opportunity to really be just one-on-one with Hashem. And that's something that is incredibly powerful. And in a certain sense, that's what Shmini Atzeres is messaging. To be together, just us and Hashem, one-on-one, to make the space and to be able to just appreciate that relationship. Because now after the holiday, we're going to enter into the winter months, into this, you know, the cold weather, less light in the world, going through those shorter days. And this is something that we need to take with us. We need to take this connection, this incredibly special relationship, and we have to take it with us. We have to be warmed by it, and we have to appreciate it, and then, like any relationship, invest in it and grow it and get closer and closer. And so this is a time, it's called Zman Simchas Seinu. Shmini Atzeres is also a time of great joy, and so we should really take the time just to realize how special that relationship is that we have with Hashem, and just get the distractions out of the way and really connect in the deepest way possible. And if we're able to do that, then that's something that is with us all the time. And well, God willing, get us through these difficult times, and then we'll get to a place where I think it will become clear, not just to us, but to the entire world, that Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, Hashem is the only one, and that should become so clear that ultimately that is what Mashiach is all about. And so we should be zocha, we should be privileged to be able to see that in our days, speedily in our days. We should be able to go and be able to go to Israel freely and to be in a place where ultimately that's where we belong. And with that, we should be able to just go out Michael Achael and to continue to grow to higher and higher heights. Wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Sameach, a wonderful Yom Tov, should be filled with tremendous joy. All the best.